3 o'clock, everybody. Today is February 9th. We'll call this Los Angeles County Board of Commissioners work session together. We'll call it to order at this time. Commissioner Felix Lopez, would you please lead us in an invocation?
Yes, sir. Our Heavenly Father, grant us the peace and serenity to accept the things that surround us, but we cannot change. Give us the courage and understanding to change the things that we can. My Father, most of all, we ask for the wisdom and intelligence to know the difference. Thank you for this opportunity to come and gather together. We do all this under the direction and guidance of your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Hasman, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I was using Felix's flag.
Thank you, gentlemen. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Hess.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
I'm here. Do you have any changes to the agenda?
No changes, Commissioner.
Entertain a motion, please.
Motion to accept the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. And on to item A, five-star discussion. So we've had quite a few discussions so far on five-star variant program. There's some counties throughout the state that are in use. And I did speak with Ms. Gonzalez this morning about today's meeting. She's unfortunately not able to be with us today. She's had a family emergency. And also our attorney, Pam Nelson, had another previous court appearance or other discrepancy where she couldn't be on with us today. So having said that, I see we have some members of the board from, I believe one at least from the health department, if they want to chime in today, feel free at any time. I'll remind everybody, if you are not speaking, to keep your device muted so we don't get feedback or hear background noise. And moving forward with the meeting or work session today, it's a discussion on the five-star. So where we left off last time, I believe we had talked to Kim Chavez about the panel being put together and also the chamber with Nisha Crossan on a observation of a survey at that time and see where our local community businesses were at with that program. So I don't see Kim on the call. Kim, are you on? Okay, I don't see her on. And Mr. Dorenkamp, I believe you had a conversation with her somewhat that a panel had been convened or we just, I think we're at the point a couple weeks ago that there were voices or folks that indicated the desire. Is that what Ms. Chavez had last?
Yes, Commissioner, it is. There's a half a dozen people have expressed an interest in serving on the five-star committee.
Okay, do you know if that's formally been convened by Ms. Chavez and her Office of Emergency Management?
No, it has not. We're kind of waiting on direction from the board and from the community as a whole as to whether or not we want to go ahead and pursue the five-star certification.
Okay, so then we'll move forward to Nisha. I just saw your email. What do you have to present today? Any information for the board? And I see Mayor Rico and Audra Garrett on the call. Thank you for being here today as well. Nisha.
So we put out two surveys through email as well as on social media. Out of those surveys, we had 35 businesses respond. And then we also contacted businesses. And out of those contacting the businesses, about 15 other businesses engaged with us. So we had about 50 responses directly about this program. Out of that 50 businesses, 6 businesses said that they did not want to participate. Out of those, I had written that 3 said that they would not apply. 2 said it was too expensive, and 1 of those said just didn't explain their position. The other ones, some of those businesses said they didn't think it would benefit their business, but they still believed it would be good for the entire community, whether or not they participated or not. They felt that it would be of a great benefit to the community. So 44 businesses said they want to be a part of it and want to see this program take place in our community, recognizing that we don't know what tomorrow holds, and they don't want to see our businesses, especially our restaurants, continue to decline in our area. I gave some statistics about their concerns in that email that I sent out. 33% of everyone that was polled said they were not completely clear on the program. So I think going forward, it will be very beneficial for us to get a clear, concise messaging out to the public. Everyone that I've had a direct conversation with has said, oh, it's too expensive. And then when we broke it down and went through, these are the requirements, they're like, we're already doing those things. We're already requiring masks. We've already been contact tracing. A lot of these businesses started contact tracing in December in preparation for this. So when they started looking at the requirements, they said, we are already doing these things. So it's not going to be much more. The HVAC system has been a huge concern to a lot of businesses. When I spoke to Pueblo and talked to the representatives that are on the 5-star committee for Pueblo, their code enforcement agent, her name is Karen Wilson. I've been playing phone tag with this woman for the last week, trying to connect with her. But the way that they have it broken down, they do not ask that their HVAC systems be upgraded. They simply said if they are being, to from what I understand, they are being regularly maintained. If they are up to code, if they're up to code by normal business standards and they have good circulation of air, that it meets the 5-star program guidance. And I specifically asked about older buildings because I said, we have a lot of older buildings and a lot of people that rent. And they said, if according they meet health standards and have good circulation, that it meets the 5-star program guidelines. And that's what they put forth to the state and got approval with. So as far as contact tracing, which was the other big concern of everyone, Pueblo said that they have decided to put out messaging that says, save our small business. Give us the opportunity to stay open, which I think is really just a marketing campaign. Putting the onus in the customer's hands, saying, by you putting your information down, you are saving our small business, which we all know that a lot of the people that have a problem with contact tracing, I'm not trying to be biased, but it tends to be our Texans. But Texans are huge advocates for small business. So I think if we come out with good strategies and information saying that you're allowing us the opportunity to save our small business community, that that might be one way to get around the concerns with contact tracing. So
I got a question, Nisha. The application that I think Kim sent you, I was CC'd on, right? That the businesses, did you get that to those businesses that, so they could see the actual application?
I have gotten a lot of stuff out to the businesses, but I have, for the most part, when they ask for it. I don't think I've gotten our application. I'm looking at Pueblo's information mostly.
Okay, but I remember our last meeting, Kim was going to get that information to you that the business had to fill out. I looked at it this morning and I was CC'd on that. Did those go to those businesses when they are asked the 44 or, and those that say we're not too sure because the, what the parameters are, that tool was given out. Did they have a chance to look at it?
I gave them the information. I don't know. I can't be certain if everyone on that list looked at it.
Okay, because that'd be the only fair way to look at it, if they had an opportunity to evaluate the actual parameters. And here's why I'm stating that. For everybody on the call today, I spoke with Adam Zarin with the governor's office this morning, and to see exactly where the five-star program is moving throughout the state and if it is revamping as the COVID dial 2.0 did. And at this point, no, they're working on it, on how to revamp the five-star with the new dial for all of the businesses. At this point, he indicated to me this morning, unless you are a big, big entity or restaurant where you're huge capacity, it would be beneficial for them. And this was his own opinion, to apply because it's expensive to meet the parameters of that. That's why they're looking at revamping the parameters right now, but they haven't done so. So my question to him was, a lot of our businesses are small mom and pop type restaurants. I think the largest capacity one we have would be Tequila's. And other than that, their seating capacity is limited. And I asked him on how soon we're looking at adjusting that. He wasn't sure. He said they are working on it. But at this point, he didn't see the five-star program, the way it sits, beneficial for small communities at this point until they get it tweaked. Or as we are going up the dial county after county throughout the state, it might be even a moot point moving forward with it. So I wanted to pass that on to everybody on the call today. The governor's office is still not sure what they're going to do. And Felix might have some more insight on that from CDPHE. I know he speaks with Ms. Hunsinker Ryan quite often. So I just wanted to share that with everybody. But if our businesses don't understand the exact details of the program and what they will incur. Now, I did mention to everybody, was it a month or so ago when I spoke to the governor directly, and one of his advisors, that they said just leave the door open and we'll get ventilation, which end up being a conflict between CDPHE and the governor's office for making that comment. And that's when they had to get on board with the actual order that's in effect. And the governor had to backtrack that and go exactly to what the dial said, and including the ventilation systems of possibly not being upgraded, but just like you just mentioned, maintained and worked regularly. So I wanted to share that with the panel today. If you have anything else, Nisha, on the businesses, please go ahead. And then Felix, if you have anything from CPH.
Luis,
I had a question with that. What is the cost outside of the HVAC system? What is the big cost that you see in this program?
For the county, we would have to implement some staffing. Even though they did mention that we could do the volunteers and stuff, but they'd have to be certified. And so how do you get certified? We'd have to have people certifying that organization or group, or this panel would be certifying them. So I don't know so much cost, but time, and time is money for people that are volunteering. The other thing too, that'll hinder it, is now you'll have those guidelines as a business owner that you have to follow under, and you'll have the scrutiny of inspectors coming in more often than you are now at 50% capacity in a yellow level. So, excuse me. So if it was me and I owned a restaurant years ago, we're moving up the dial. We're at yellow, we're at 50% capacity and moving up. I don't know if I, as the business owner, would want to put the expense and separating my tables even further, much less having the opportunity or giving the opportunity to have someone come and tell me I have a violation and I'm in non-compliance. So that's the true question that I think that the business owners need to really look at the parameters before they say, yeah, we want to be part of it. Because it's easy to say, yeah, I want to be part of it because I want business to grow. I want business to be open and stuff. But what are the consequences if they have a violation of some sort, especially when we're moving up the ladder at this point, when we're at yellow? Is the need over necessity at this point? Does that make sense?
I think one thing to oppose that would be that, again, we should have structure so that, I mean, it all looks great. But if we backtrack, we need to have some kind of guidelines and structure for the what ifs, because we've been reactive up to this point. And I feel like our business community needs to know that we are proactive. And I feel like setting this program in motion is it's us committing to the business community that we have their backs and we are advocating for them rather than just responding to the next crisis.
Then I would recommend getting that information that the health department sent and getting physically a copy of them so they can evaluate it for themselves as individuals. Because if we just have a handful that asked for it or we gave it to, it's not a fair assessment on their behalf to come to the board and ask the board or the city of Trinidad to join together when it's sure I'd like to see this, but I'm not too sure of the whole detail. So I think that'd probably be the next step for me moving forward with this program. And I agree, being proactive instead of reactive. That's why I reached out to the governor's office this morning to see exactly where we're at moving forward and how the five-star will be revamped, if at all, with the new dial 2.0. And everybody may not know this. Now in the spring, possibly as early as the end of March, we'll be in a COVID 3.0 dial system. That is changing as well. But they're not advertising. I know there's been some meetings on that. But for me, I would recommend, as a chamber, if all your members, you know, it's hard not to give your non-members, you know, I get it. But everybody that's a member of the chamber, here is the guidelines from the CDPHE to enter the five-star program. Are you willing or are you not willing to do what is adhered to? And we can't just make a blank canvas and we're doing this in Pueblo County or we're doing that in El Paso County, because they're not the elected officials for Los Animas County and what they'd have to apply or what we would have to be responsible for. Because at the end of the day, if we're told to do something, that'll be up to the city council and the board of county commissioners to make that determination, whether they're going to assist in this program and how the building inspector, the city of Trinidad would be lenient or not lenient. And when you put his or her or any professional reputation or education on the line, it's kind of difficult for us to impose that on employees or staff, and including code enforcement. For me, it would be difficult for me to tell one of our employees to go and enforce these issues. That's why the whole panel was put in place and it had volunteers to do so. Felix.
Yeah, one of all this dialogue and conversation is very important. I actually went and visited some of the five-star programs outside of Trinidad to see how that's working. And quite frankly, I tell you, the businesses have more of very strict, if you will, if you're going to come in. And so I visited with some of the business owners, and they're pretty excited because so long as they follow the regulations that the document says they have to, they're ready for an inspection at any time. And one of the, this, again, let us remember that not only restaurants, but we're speaking of a variety of businesses. I think, you know, personally, it would behoove us to proceed. We have the majority of the checkpoints in place. We have the resolution from council, from city council. We have a resolution from the county commissioners. We have the support of the hospital. And last week, Ms. Gonzalez, Kim Gonzalez actually said that she would support the program as well. If 10 people, if 10 businesses would be interested in following the process, I think the expense would be more the honorable perspective from how the businesses conduct themselves in providing all that information. Now, you're absolutely correct, Luis. We had a conversation this morning, several county commissioners, counties that actually have the five-star program. And their businesses, whether it was a third of it, whether it was 25% of it, the ones that join in, basically what they're doing is training businesses that says, you know, I'm not interested at this point in time. So they're serving as liaisons and if you will, trainers. You know, it's not as complicated as you see it. And I would like to ask, I know I see we have Ms. Sykes, Robin Sykes on the phone call. What is the perspective from the health department? I see it as an opportunity, as Mayor Rico and I had a conversation last week as well. I think it's a great opportunity to, for me individually, is to support the business community. Yes, and it's gonna be up to them. Basically saying, yes, here's the checklist. Can you play at this level? I think it's the majority of the process. And you know, the conversation we had at this morning with some of my fellow county commissioners from other counties, that the approval process, it goes quite fast at the state level. If the dial and then you have all the parameters set in place, and as you said, Nisha, the ventilation system was one of the huge check marks. Well, as you said, there is language in there that would provide to make that a bit easier. I don't know if we have any comments. You know, I'd like to invite our health department to see if they have, how do they see this? You know, we see it from the perspective of not being in the field, not actually being the subject matter expert. Rather, we defer to them, but I think, you know, in tandem, in partnership, in collaboration, we can really help our business community.
Well, what we've been looking at is, you know, the time that it's going to take to get all those applications in, to review them. And I know it was said that people are looking at that application going, oh, we're already doing that. It's not a five-star program because everybody's already doing it. There's quite a few more steps in it. And so, yeah, it's going to take a lot more time to kind of put those together. And I think there are going to be some costs. And I don't have the application in front of me right this second, but I do know that there's quite a bit to it. And yeah, I've heard also that the approval process goes fairly smoothly. But I like what Luis said about, you know, as a smaller community, that the potential financial impact, you know, getting our group together, and I don't think they can be volunteers. These people are going to have to be the people that approve the plans, the people that go out for the inspections. Those have to be skilled people, and they are people that we're going to have to pay. So as we're moving up the dial now, and I think we're going to, in my opinion, I feel like we're going to trend that way. There's no guarantees, but to put the time and effort into a program like this, maybe if we give it a little time to see, because already we just got moved up last weekend. That's freed up some dining areas and things like that. But again, it's not just the restaurants that we would have to be looking at. It's the gyms, it's theaters, it's doctor's offices. It's a lot of different facilities. So anyway, that's kind of what we're looking at. We're looking at the great big picture. And so we're definitely proponents for it, but we just want to be sure we're all seeing the same thing and everybody has an opportunity to see the application in its entirety. So
Commissioner Hess. Thank you, Robin.
Thanks.
I would like to see these businesses get this application so that they know what they're really signing up for. I agree with both sides of the comments. I want to see this thing opening up and moving forward, but not to throw caution to the wind either. You guys pretty much hit the rest of it.
And to remind everybody too that the volunteers type thing, the comment that I made, that came from the governor's office, Robin, that a couple counties up north are using their chamber members. And basically the reason the committee was thought of organizing a committee was to take it off of the health department. The health department would just kind of give the guidance and oversee somewhat of it, but the actual committee with the could certify, for lack of a better word, the individuals or technicians that would be doing the inspections, and that's how it's done. The only downside to that I see in a small community is when Luis Lopez goes into Felix Lopez's restaurant and I say, hey, Felix, you're not in compliance and you're not doing this, and it makes it very difficult to put an individual or a volunteer in that position. So I understand the whole side of having a professional or an educated person who's on the payroll do something like that. So it does kind of make it difficult, but I think that can be overcome. And in my opinion, in all totality, is that we find out the exact pulse and see how we want to move forward collectively. We do work for the people of this community. And but I need for me to have exact, you know, dialogue or information that shows the intent and the availability for these businesses. And like Felix said, maybe the smaller ones or the bigger ones start and all this can to come to fruition. So I'm glad we're having this dialogue today. Moving forward, Mayor Rico, do you have any thoughts or comments?
Yes, I do. You know, there's a lot of talk, you know, today about the application, which is actually a kind of a secondary process. I think the big process is that we need to figure out what kind of costs may be involved. Talk about inspectors, how many inspectors are needed. I have a thought myself as to what needs to be done here in Trinidad. Now, there's a difference between what is going on and what will happen outside of the city. And I can give you that information in a bit. However, one of the things that the businesses that have talked to Nisha, those 44, I think that she mentioned, or the numbers thereof, the reason why they're interested is because they have seen the direction that their business has been going. And they are going to be open to compliance. They are going to be aware that they're going to be inspected on a regular basis. So I don't think that's something that is beyond what their expectations are there. I think as far as cost goes, I think that we need as a group, we need to figure out what those additional costs are going to be. Who's going to, is it going to be the city, going to be the county, is going to be a combination? Can we apply for some money from the CARES Act to help pay for some of these additional employees that if we have to employ employees? Are the employees of the city? Are the employees of the county, of the health department? Who are the employees of? And how are they protected? In case that they contact COVID because they're doing the business that we're asking them to do. So I think that the other things that need, you know, looking at the rules and regulations that we have in front of us, there's a few other things in there besides the inspection. You know, who does the weekly reports to the health department and to the CDPHE, which is something that's going to be have to get done. So that's something that we would have to designate somebody to do. It would have to be an employer, would somebody else in an organization be willing to do it? And going along the same facts of, I would hope that the businesses that would want to be part of this, like I said, Felix and Hector Tony mentioned the same thing, that it's not only restaurants, it's other businesses alike. And they are already under the guidelines that if they do not comply, they are actually currently susceptible to stiff fines from the health department if something happens. If they have been shut down once or been given, not shut down, but if they've been given a warning and they're still not in compliance and they go back again, I think they're still susceptible at this point in time for some kind of a fine anyhow. So it would behoove these businesses to try to get in compliance and to be part of this program once they understand. But I think what we need to do is we need to start at the beginning and who's going to do what? What kind of costs are involved? Who are going to do the inspections? How often are the inspections going to be conducted? Are they going to be random or however? I just wanted to mention that one thing that I talked to Mike Valentine on is that we would have to get permission, of course, from the council. But we do have some code enforcement officers here in Trinidad for the city. And I don't know how busy the one regular code enforcement, I think he stays pretty busy, but the other two could be a possibility to be inspectors. And that would be something that we could talk to council on and talk to Mr. Valentine on a little bit and see if he is willing to maybe try to utilize these code enforcement officers for that purpose, because they are already trained in a lot of aspects of a lot of different things. So it would just be an additional training for the inspectors, what they need to be looking for. So we need to, you know, and you mentioned that there is a possibility, Mr. Lopez, that there might be, maybe might be taking a second look at what the Fire Star program may look like in the future. So what we're playing with here is a moving target. And that's been the entire process for the last year. It's been a moving target on a week-to-week basis. Things changed constantly, and it's been hard to keep up with everything. And that's, I think, is the biggest problem is, okay, if we do this now, you know, they change it in 2 weeks, where are we at? But I guess with what Nisha is saying, it's better to be proactive than reactive. And that's where I'm coming from, is that we need to be proactive. However we do this, I think it's necessary. But I think we need to just begin a starting point as to what we need to do first, what the costs are going to be, who's going to do the inspections, who's going to do the reporting, and who's going to do the training, and a few of the other things that are involved. As far as the individual businesses, as to how they're able to comply with, if they're going to have some kind of air infiltration to be able to keep the air circulation moving properly, or however they're going to do it, if they have adequate ventilation through open windows, open doors. These are all type of things that the businesses themselves would have to give us their information once that application were to go out. So I believe before we go out with an application, we need to figure out what our steps are first.
Thank you, Mayor. I believe we have a question or comment from Ms. Chavez and also Mr. Dorenkamp, who would like to go first. Ms. Chavez?
I just wanted to let you know what we did send to Nisha to send to the businesses from Kim Gonzalez at the health department. It was mitigation strategies for personal services, gyms, fitness areas, restaurants, and general business. I have yet to see an application if one was created, so I didn't want it to be thought that there was an application flown around. I don't know if there is or not, but that is what Kim asked us to share with Nisha and businesses.
And I did send that out. I just didn't send out an application because I didn't think I had been given an application. So thank you, Kim.
You're welcome.
I can't remember. We have so many emails that come back and forth, but I remember being CC'd in one of those threads. So Mr. Dorenkamp.
Yeah, Commissioner, I believe Kim posted that chat. I think she signed in as Los Angeles County also.
I fixed it.
Okay.
Mr. Lopez, I've got a suggestion here to start off, possibly, you know, being that Nisha has been knee deep in this already, I think that it would be a good idea for maybe if she could work with Ms. Chavez, Kim Chavez, to come up with an application.
And I would love to do that. I really have been researching this.
Okay, Kim Chavez, do you have any concerns with that?
No, I don't. I can work with Nisha on it. That's fine.
And I think, Nisha, there may be one. Pueblo might already have an application that we can copy, paste, and change their name to ours.
Health Department, Robin, do you have any issues with us moving forward with that?
No, I don't. There seems like there is an application, and I don't have access to it right this second, but it seems like there's already one out there besides the mitigation strategies, but I would do a little more research. I can do a little more on my end too and make sure we're not going to try to recreate the wheel, because it seems like there should be something already in place, but let me do some checking.
I remember seeing something to that sentiment, Robin. So if you could research it, I'll check it out too. And if I do, I'll forward whatever I've got to Ms. Chavez.
I just sent one out to my membership that is the basic one from CDPHG, but I know that Pueblo has a specific one. And a lot of what they've been doing is very clear, very concise, and very easily understood.
Chairman, if I may, now that we have Ms. Chavez on the line, has there been any meeting with the, and I know that Phil Dorenkamp had said that he didn't believe they had met. And Kim, has there been a meeting of the committee?
There has not, because I'm not sure exactly if we have a committee established or if we're just going. I asked the question and I'm not sure who's supposed to give the answer or if there is an answer of do we want all the people who said they're interested in the committee and henceforth that is the committee. Those are the people, and I know it was a duplicate invitation to this meeting, but I don't think there has been a formal, now this is the committee. And I'm okay with the people we have on there if everyone else is.
Kim, how many people are on that original list? Are there still the six or seven?
Let me see, I have it right here.
And I think it'd be appropriate, Kim, if you were to oversee that because your Office of Emergency Management, I think that's kind of what the conversation was that last time we spoke.
The Health Department wants to do, yes. So right now we have seven. When Rob and I, Rob Bukovec and Kim was also in on this call, Gonzalez, we thought it would be good to have somebody from the Health Department, which would be Robin, somebody from law enforcement, and then also emergency management, the hospital, chamber, the city of Trinidad, the county, the schools, and somebody from the public, which would be Nisha. That was our idea when the three of us were brainstorming about it. Right now on the committee, we've got DHS, somebody from ADA, somebody from Primero School. Then we have Mike from the Valentine from the city of Trinidad, Nisha from the chambers, our finance director, and then Mayor Rico. So that's what we had discussed, and I'm open to suggestions or we can go with what we have. I would like to get somebody from either the sheriff's office or the PD if they would like to join, because they may have to be or might be called if there was a violation or something got out of hand.
The reason I brought that question up, it wasn't to throw Kim under the bus. I'm sorry about that. The reason I brought it up was they should be the ones that would review that application that Pueblo County has, and with Robin and Shirley and the health board, and Kim Gonzalez, I would think would be the ones to review that application before we just send it out to the business owners.
Well, Nisha and I could we can talk and we can come up and we can see where what we find from Pueblo or somewhere else and send it to this committee, the people that showed interest. I will also, again, try to get somebody from the LEO involved.
Thanks, Kim.
Hey, Audra, this is Phil. Are you still on?
Yes, I am.
Do you want to send a notice out to the PD if anybody would like to participate in that group?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, Robin, did you have something to add there?
Well, just one thing that I've kind of watched Mesa County's program unfold. I'm formerly from there. And so I kind of have a little bit of a vested interest in some of the things they do. But beyond that, one of the things that they felt was, I talked with her, with the secondary director there. And the one thing that they said was most important as a committee member was their media, whoever that is, you know, whether it's the Trinidad Chronicle, the World Journal, because a lot of this stuff needs to be publicized. When people get certified to be on the program, they get their name in the paper, and it's a big promotional thing. So it's a real positive. And, you know, to pay for that kind of advertising, it's better if we had someone from a media source as a partner. So just that was all I wanted to add.
Robin, on that same vein, a lot of cities have treated it like a ribbon cutting, which our local newspapers already make it a point to write about and put a picture in. So it's kind of that same like celebratory situation in our media saying, hey, look at this outstanding business. And again, if we make sure that that is the angle that we're taking or the vantage point that we're taking rather than restrictive, difficult, you know, but instead celebratory, then I think the other businesses will want to get on board with it.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
Mr. Knowles, I see you're on the call. I wonder if the World Journal, and then we can reach out to the Chronicle Plus, all social media, to see the support, you know, for the local economy. That would be great. And then one comment that one of the questions that came our way several times, and I was able to confirm that through CDPHE, since we're a bi-county health department, we don't have to apply bi-county. So it could be Los Animas County and or both. So I think that that clarification also needs to be set in place here. So Mr. Knowles.
Okay, thank you. I think you're listening to this. One of our reporters is the president of the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm sure he would be more than happy to begin running with these programs and being in the chamber. This would allow Todd to be able to see this stuff as it begins to perk up to the surface and get it early. And we could really begin boosting any new businesses that are opening up and informing people of the programs as they have developed. So I'll be talking with my editor about this to see how we can shift our loads around at work to get the best advantage on this.
Hey, thank you, Bill.
One other question that I had, I'm not sure if I mentioned this when I earlier. I think one of the other things is how, for the city of Trinidad, for instance, how many inspectors would we need? How many inspectors would be needed, for the county? And I think that would be something that this original, the group of seven or eight or whatever small number could make that determination. But that would be something that we would give us a starting point as to the costs involved and who's going to be responsible to these inspectors.
Okay, good point, Mayor. So I think we've got a consensus here of moving forward and but actually finalizing some of these issues, convening the committee would be number one, getting a hard copy to our businesses, and so they have the parameters once it's perceived or comes to fruition, what the parameters would be for Los Angeles County five-star program. I think the two entities between Kim Chavez and the health department, and the three entities, and Nisha Crossan with the chamber can come to those conclusions and bring them back before the board and or city council, or the both entities combined, and we can move forward. I just remind everybody the comments that came from Adam Zarin, the governor's office today. It might be a moot point, was his comments. However, we don't know, and we've been under that perception for 10, 11 months. We go to kick the field goal and they move the goalpost every time. So I am fine myself, and I believe this panel was convened today is moving forward and getting stuff organized. And I think we have the city on board, the county on board, the chamber, our emergency management office, and our media. So I think the stars have aligned somewhat today, and we know what we need to do. So I believe that conversation can continue with Kim and Nisha and Kim Gonzalez and or Robin at the health department. Is everybody in agreement with that today?
I'm in agreement. And Mr. Lopez, I was going to say one final thing here is that regardless of what we do, move it, however we move forward with this, nothing is going to be for naught, because one of the concerns that I think we're all aware of is the variants that are coming out. And sounds like until the whatever the 75 or 80% of the entire nation population is vaccinated, we're not going to see a decline in the number of people that have got COVID, that are getting COVID. So I think, like Nisha said, I think we need to be very proactive. And like I said, this will give us a good foothold to do something at least.
Tony, Felix, any closing comments?
No, I think pretty much, you know, I just want us to keep the next steps fairly expeditiously and keep up, you know, the activity. Let's not wait weeks for the next gathering. I think in the next day or so, the application should be out in the businesses and then be able to convene. And here by the end of the week, we ought to be able to know. So we can submit the application to CDPHE. And I think that's going to be the bigger step of all that we can do as a proactive step.
Chair, I believe Shirley Donici has a question.
Shirley.
Not really a question, just an observation. And I would like you all to know that I personally totally appreciate all the dedication that you are putting into this, because this is creating a whole new program. Because as you know, it's my understanding, it's not going to be part of the health department. We will have a representative on there, that's my understanding. And of course, the director would always be for advice, but this is starting from the ground up, and it's quite an undertaking, and it definitely shows the care and the concern that we have in our community to do it. And it's going to be an interesting process, and to set up committees and funding streams and inspection streams and getting people on board. So thank you for your dedication and commitment.
Thank you, Shirley, for your thoughts today. Anything else from anybody? Entertain a motion. Yes. Go ahead, Mayor.
Just let us know when the next meeting is, and I hope it's like Felix was saying, it's rather, you know, quick so that we can get moving on it.
Yeah, and Ms. Chavez and Ms. Crossan and with the health department can hopefully get something to us. And as soon as we know through Mr. Dorenkamp, we can schedule another work session on this and move forward. So
I have a question, just for clarification. So for the committee, we have Mike Valentine and Phil Rico from the City of Trinidad. Do you two want to stay on as the committee, or do I contact one of you, both of you, somebody else?
Let me talk to Mike and see which one of us wants to be on there, and then we'll let you know by tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, if that's all for today, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion to adjourn.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.